The Missing Link Adventure. In the quiet town of Greenwood, 6-year-old Lucas had a best friend unlike any other. His friend was a gentle Bigfoot named Link, whose large, fluffy feet would leave giant prints wherever he roamed. They loved to play hide-and-seek in the lush forest surrounding Lucas's home, where Link's size ironically made him the best hider, despite his name suggesting a connection. But 3 days ago, during a game, they had a big argument over who would be it next. Link stomped off into the woods, and he hadn't been seen since. Lucas felt a mix of sadness and worry for his friend. The irony that Link was now the one missing when his name was all about connection tugged at Lucas's heart. The whole town of Greenwood was unusually quiet without Link's joyful shouts during their games. Lucas searched high and low, near the streams where they'd splash and in the clearings where they'd rest. But there was no sign of the big-footed friend. Then on the third day, Lucas heard a faint grumbling coming from a bush bordering his mom's property. "Link?" Lucas called out, his voice shaky with hope. The bush shook and a muffled reply floated out. "Lucas? Is that you? I can't get out." It was Link. The Bigfoot had gotten tangled in the bush's branches after storming off that day and couldn't free himself. Lucas ran to get his mom, explaining the situation with hurried words. Together, they carefully untangled Link from the bush's grip. Once free, Link wrapped Lucas in a big, furry hug. "I'm sorry I left like that," Link said. Lucas beamed. "It's okay. I'm just glad you're back." The adventure had taught both friends the real meaning of their connection, that no argument was too big to overcome the bond they shared. And with a promise to always help each other out, Lucas and Link continued their play, stronger friends than ever before.